Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Helping Couples Heal podcast. This is Marnie. And before I start the actual episode, I'd just like to let you know that for any couples who are in the earlier stages of recovery that are looking for some kind of healing work to do together, Helping Couples Heal is about to launch our Bridge to Connection group, which is going to be a 4-week transformative group to help couples navigate the early stages, including safety and stabilization, and helping to create a roadmap for what's ahead. And it's also a great opportunity to connect with others who are on the same path. Please email our support team for more information at support@helpingcouplesheal.com. The group starts mid-August, which is right around the corner. So if you're interested, please get in touch with us as soon as possible. All right, I'm going to start the episode now. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Helping Couples Heal podcast, a place for healing and hope for couples impacted by betrayal resulting from infidelity and or sex addiction. Your host is Marnie Breaker, licensed marriage and family therapist, certified sex addiction therapist, and founder of the Center for Relational Healing in Los Angeles and San Diego, California. The Helping Couples Heal podcast was launched in 2021 with the intention of bringing hope to couples all over the world who are desperately trying to recover from the devastating impact of betrayal. Realizing how many people the podcast was reaching and that we could offer even more support to our listeners, Marnie co-founded Helping Couples Heal, which has since grown into a global online coaching organization. This podcast is the foundation of all the work that we do at Helping Couples Heal. Thank you for listening. Marnie brings over a decade of experience and expertise in the field of betrayal trauma and is honored to support you wherever you may be in your healing. If you've lost hope, you've come to the right place. Now, take a slow, deep breath and let's begin with the Helping Couples Heal podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Helping Couples Heal podcast. This is Marnie, and I'm glad that you're here with me today. I want to address a question that I get all the time, as do most of my colleagues in betrayal trauma specialists. And that is a question that I think anybody who is dealing with betrayal trauma wants to know and considers and asks at some point, at least in this journey, and probably more than once. And that question is, how long does it take to heal? How long is this going to take? It feels like it's taking forever. Our lives revolve around recovery. Our lives revolve around podcasts and books and workshops and therapy and coaching and all of this stuff. And when is it going to be over? Like, when can we go back and live our lives? And the answer to that question is that's entirely up to you, to be completely honest. I think a lot of times clients look to us as the professionals and the experts to do the fixing and do the healing. And the truth is we are a conduit and we can provide information and education and help to illuminate and support and offer tools and interventions and teach skills. And at the same time, the onus is going to be on the client to take what they're given and do something with it. And one of the things that you can do that's most important is be consistent. Ironically, that is something that often doesn't happen. I see so often people saying, particularly a betrayer, how long is this going to take? I'm working so hard and it's taking forever. And then when I sort of assess the situation and really dig deep with the client, I find out they might be doing some work, but they're not being consistent. And I will tell you all right now that without consistency, your relationship is not going to heal. You might stay together, but you'll probably stay in this terrible place of stuckness and pain and trauma if there is not consistency. So consistency means doing the same thing, sort of these very healing or reparative behaviors, safety promoting behaviors, not just once a week or a few times a week or a couple times a month or for a whole month, right? But then stopping or becoming inconsistent. Consistency means that you are going to behave in a way that's consistent every day and then every month and then every year, and that these behaviors are going to become a part of who you are. And that's the only way to build trust. So after trust has been broken, A betrayed partner asks him or herself, how am I ever going to trust again? I never would have thought that this person that I trust would have betrayed me like this. So how in the world in the future can I ever think that I can trust them again? And the truth is, that's a really good question. Even all of the couples that I know that have healed, and there's tons of them out there in the world, I don't think that anyone would say they've ever gotten 100% of the trust back. I think that, you know, when we first meet somebody and we're getting together with somebody and we're getting to know them and even starting to get serious and think about perhaps building a life with this person, we give our blind trust. There's a real degree of blind trust. It's like when we don't have a reason not to trust and we're with somebody who makes us feel good and we want to trust them. And we can give that really quick, by the way. You know, when we really fall in love, we feel so good with a person. They make us feel safe. We can really quickly give our trust. But when our trust is broken, then we lose that. And the blind trust will never come back. So really in recovery, what we're looking for is to create this idea of earned trust. And earned trust can only come with consistency. So it takes a lot of work to heal, right? Even with consistency. I like to say that learning to heal, learning to increase safety, rebuild trust, or recreate completely intimacy, all of these things is like learning a new language. We don't learn these things when we're in school. Sadly, I think a lot of the relational skills that I teach to my adult clients are things that really people should have learned about in school. And that just doesn't happen. And that's really a shame. But this world of betrayal recovery, it's like learning to walk again after a severe fall. I believe that betrayal is like a fall. And when you think about it from an attachment lens, the safety net, the person that's supposed to be there when a partner falls is gone, right? That go-to person is lost. And so typically the partner falls hard and heavy and there is a great deal of injury. And so when you think about it like that, you know, a person doesn't heal from a serious fall like that overnight. It could take years. It often takes years. And by the way, many people still might always have a slight limp or might always have a scar that maybe you don't see all the time, but when the light hits it or the sun hits it at a certain angle on a certain day, you can see that scar. So it is so imperative if you really, really do want to heal your relationship. And if you're asking the question, how long is it going to take to heal? I want you to stop and I want you to ask yourself, am I being consistent? Number one, am I doing the things that I need to do in order to help my partner heal and therefore to help our relationship? And also, if I am doing those things, am I doing them consistently? I wish that I could tell you that there is a button that we can push or sort of a shortcut to healing, but I really feel like it's important to understand attachment and really what that does to someone. So let's think about for a minute, let's go back and do sort of an attachment 101. When we're little, when we're born, human beings are 100% dependent upon our caregivers, typically our parents, but it could be another caregiver. And we are dependent upon them from the standpoint of life or death. If we don't have a caregiver who is going to take care of us and feed us and keep us, you know, sheltered, keep us warm, give us love and protection, we will die. And so really, as human beings, as little people, we will do everything we can. We'll bend ourselves into a pretzel to be taken care of and loved. It's really a desperate attempt to survive. And when we get older and we don't necessarily look to our parents in that same way anymore, and we're more on our own and having to meet our own needs, even though, of course, we still have hopefully the love of our parents and guidance and support, we move into adult life and adulthood, and we really need to seek a new attachment figure. And that's when we're out there looking for our life partner. And when we're looking to that life partner that we are really going to come together with, get on the same team for life, we have to really trust that person. We have to really feel safe. We want to feel safe the way hopefully we did as a baby or as a child with our primary caregiver or our parent, right? We want to know when I look at that person, I know that that person's got my back. I know that person will keep me safe in this crazy, crazy world. And I think this world is crazier than ever. We need to know that there's that person that's got us. And for almost all of the betrayed partners I've ever worked with in all the years I've been doing this work, they all believed that they had that person. And the moment of discovery, when they learn, and often they don't learn everything, they learn maybe one thing or two things, but those two things cut quickly that cord, cut that tightrope that connects them to their partner, to that safety net. So that safety net's gone, and it happens again so fast in that 1 second. Everything that a betrayed partner thought to be true about his or her life and relationship is not true. And so I've talked about this so many times on this podcast, in my workshop, in different programs that I offer, but it's really important to recognize that the damage is really, really huge. The wreckage is enormous. Again, I'm never saying this to instill fear or to make people feel ashamed or to take away hope. There is hope. There is a lot of hope. However, the hope does not exist without a full commitment to doing what it takes, learning what it takes, and doing those things, and then staying consistent. And a lot of times people say to me when I talk about consistency, well, I can't be perfect. Nobody's perfect. And my answer to that is, you're right. Nobody is perfect. And you will likely make mistakes or slip up from time to time. That can't happen often. You have to be as close to perfect as you can. And P.S., the more consistent you are, the more likely it is that your partner will give you some grace when there's a slip. Now, when I say a slip, I don't mean that you lose your sobriety. I don't mean you go into a relapse. I mean where maybe you tell a lie and you don't disclose it within the 24 hours that you'd committed to. Maybe you disclose it in 36 hours. You know, a betrayed partner is likely going to be upset by that no matter what, because you made an agreement and didn't follow through. And remember, betrayal is all about breaking agreements. And so recovery and healing from betrayal has to be about honoring commitments and honoring agreements. The recovery is not just for a partner to see that the one that caused all of this is not engaging in those same sexual behaviors or the deceptive sexuality, but taking it many steps further, it's honoring all agreements moving forward, doing everything, living a life with integrity, where if you sort of, you know, quote, make a mistake or slip, the partner's actually going to be surprised because it really is now out of the norm to do something like that, whatever that thing is. The best way that you can, you want to instill the belief in your partner that you are willing to do whatever it takes, that you want to live a different life. And anytime your behavior is incongruent with that desire, with that commitment, your partner is probably not going to believe your words. Right? If you are saying, I'll do whatever it takes, I want to heal, I want you to heal, I want us to have a life together, I want you to trust me again, I want you to feel safe. And then that same person skips therapy or, you know, commits to a boundary and then violates the boundary or, you know, stops going to a group, whatever it is. And it could also feel gaslighting. Like, I don't understand what's going on. He or she told me that they want to work things out, want to do what it takes, but their behavior is not that. And that can be really confusing and distressing. And it can actually take a couple potentially who have what it takes to heal. And it could either set them back or it could prevent them from ever really being able to move forward. So I want to drive home this idea of consistency. And I want to encourage everybody who's listening to this podcast, if you are a betrayed partner or if you are somebody who has betrayed your partner, to really think about consistency and ask yourself, is there consistency here? You know, for a betrayed partner, I think consistency is also important. If you really want to heal the relationship, if you really want to heal yourself, you need to be consistent as well with doing your work, with showing up, with your healing. A lot of partners have told me over the years that it's not fair. You know, they didn't cause this. Why do they now have to take all of this time and spend all of this money and devote all of this energy to healing from something, again, that they didn't cause and they didn't ask for? And that's true. That's absolutely true. But unfortunately in life, in all areas, that's what trauma is. It's people dealing with something, I think most often anyway, with the impact of something that they didn't ask for or cause. You know, thinking about people recovering from car accidents, you know, getting assaulted by another person, recovering from a natural disaster. All of these things we don't ask for, and yet we are left to have to heal. Right? What's the option? The option is we can not heal, right? We can say, I didn't cause this. I'm not going to fix it, but then we won't get fixed. right? We won't heal. Or we can say, well, I hate that this happened and life's not fair. It really is not fair, but I've got to do the work if I want to heal. So even a betrayed partner needs to understand how important it is for he or her to remain consistent to their goals and to their healing. And really important for the betrayer to recognize how important it is for words and actions to line up and for them to line up consistently. So take a few minutes. Hopefully you'll have a few minutes now. Sit down, maybe journal a little bit about this, write down some thoughts and reflect on that. And then reflect with each other. Talk to each other about this. Get into reality. Remember, betrayal, deceptive sexuality, all of that. It's all about a manipulated reality. And you want to be now in a very authentic and real, true reality. So talk about the reality of consistency. Is that a reality or is it not? If you've been wondering, why aren't we healing? What's keeping us stuck? Ask yourself if there's any inconsistency. Maybe not. And if there's not, and you're stuck, then let's look into, you know, what else is causing the stuckness. But I am telling you, I would think of the consistency as being a prerequisite to healing from betrayal trauma. So I hope that this podcast has been helpful in some way. I feel like I'm revisiting a topic that really feels almost like a given in all of this, right? Like, how can you heal a relationship traumatized betrayal without consistency? But most people come into this world in a lot of distress, a lot of acute crisis, not having any idea what's just happened or what's going to happen. And things like consistency and small things that might seem really basic and simple to other people who are coming in that state of crisis can be really complex and really needs to be drilled home and explained again and again and again. So again, I hope you took something from this and I'm wishing all of you peace in your lives. I know this can be a really challenging time for many with the holidays upon us coming up really fast. The holidays can really bring up a lot of feelings, can be really hard for people that are trying to navigate this new reality. And so we will do some upcoming podcasts where we talk about the challenges of the holidays and how you can navigate that and how you can get the support you need for yourself. In the meanwhile, take good care, and I will look forward to talking to you all again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Helping Couples Heal podcast, where your healing is our number one priority. If you'd like additional resources about betrayal trauma or to learn more about our coaching services, please visit helpingcouplesheal.com or call 562-379-4325. Our help is available worldwide. Please support Helping Couples Heal in continuing to reach others impacted by betrayal trauma by leaving a review on iTunes and sharing this podcast with someone you care about. For additional support, follow us on Instagram and consider joining our Helping Couples Heal private Facebook community. This isn't an easy journey, but you don't have to do it alone. Once again, thank you for listening.